And it seems like there were about 300 Democratic candidates for the presidential nomination. There really were only about 20. And our next guest stood out even in that crowd. Andrew Yang is here. He's here to talk about a new project and that experience, too. Mr. Yang, good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Pat. It's a pleasure to be here.
What do you think stood out about you that that garnered so much attention early on in that selection process?
I was running on a set of issues that Americans recognize around us that unfortunately have sped up due to the pandemic, where our economy is becoming increasingly inhuman and punitive. And I was running on real solutions like a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month. And at this point, the vast majority of Americans agree we need emergency cash relief during this pandemic.
Yes, and another, you know, still no word on an additional stimulus package coming out of Washington, D.C. What most surprised you about running, Mr. Yang? Mr. Yang? Did we lose him already?
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh,
Pat.
That's okay.
I'm here, Pat.
Okay, I was just going to ask you, what was most surprising for you during your run for the presidential nomination?
The amount of energy and hope that you encounter on the trail, as well as the struggles that people are facing, you can't prepare yourself for that. I mean, you can imagine what that might feel like, but there's nothing like it until you experience it. And the fact is, our government has been decades behind on many issues for millions of families around the country, and people are looking for a different approach to politics.
Definitely a different approach, and yet here we find ourselves, it feels like, Mr. Yang, more polarized than ever. Is there anything, do you think, can be done to put a dent in that before November the 3rd?
Probably not before November the 3rd, and anyone listening to this knows that I am strongly with Joe and Kamala. We need to get Trump out of there. But I think one of the things that's driving the polarization, Pat, is the nature of social media, where negative sentiments and emotions and ideas spread more powerfully than positive ones.
Well, there is a lot of that, and people, you know, we keep trying to remind people about making social media your news source and how dangerous that can be. When it comes to social media, Mr. Yang, we also are always concerned about our privacy issues, and that's something that you're taking a deep dive into.
Yes, I'm thrilled to be supporting the Prop 24 that's on the ballot in November that's going to help protect Californians' privacy and data rights. It's going to create a new data protection agency. It's going to make it so that companies pay a penalty if they negligently mishandle your personal info. It'll enable you to opt out of companies geo-targeting you, so they don't necessarily need to know where you are at any given moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think most people can agree with. And California is actually the national leader on these rights. If we pass Prop 24 in November, I believe the rest of the country will follow suit.
And you will, I'm sure, understand our skepticism, Mr. Yang, about a brand new advisory board on an issue like this. We've seen a lot of them come and go without any real change for us in terms of privacy.
Oh, you're not wrong, Pat. The issue right now is that the big tech companies are selling and reselling our data to the tune of tens, hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And this Prop 24 is a big step in seeing to it that we actually have someone on our side, because right now you have the tech companies on one side and then us on the other, and none of us are able to read those consent agreements. We're all outgunned, and we need the government to help us, and Prop 24 will help activate the government to fight for our data and privacy rights.
And is your hope that this, if passed, could be setting the bar for privacy laws across the country?
It really is. And again, we are way behind the curve on these issues, Pat. A lot of what's in Prop 24 is actually already in effect in other parts of the world. Europe is much more vigilant about individual privacy and data rights. And California will quickly catch up to Europe in many regards if Prop 24 passes, and then the rest of the country will catch up to California. So this proposition is something I feel very strongly about as a huge step towards our data dignity and restoring a sense of individual autonomy and potentially even helping shore up our democracy. Because right now, if you have your data sold and resold, it ends up infiltrating your social media, the messages you receive, and even subverting our democracy. Yeah.
We all see that on an almost instantaneous way.
Yeah, exactly. And so who is this good for, really? It's good for the companies that are selling and reselling our info. And this Proposition 24 gives Californians the ability to start pushing back and stem the tide.
And I'll ask you this question, Mr. Yang, because I ask it of everybody who makes an effort in the same way that you are with Prop 24. And that is, how can you possibly get that cat back into the bag, considering how much of our information is already out there and accessible?
Well, it starts by affirming our individual rights and then holding these big tech companies that are profiting to the tune of tens of billions of dollars a year on our data accountable. But we will never be able to do it if we don't have the rules on the books. And I agree with you. Time only goes in one direction. You can't stuff the genie back in the bottle. But on this one, the genie's out of the bottle, and it's time to give the genie some rules of the road that enable us to feel like we actually own our own data, even if we're using these platforms and apps for our own convenience.
So would this be relevant for data that we have yet to give up, or data that has already been given permission for?
Both, happily. But even the data that already exists on your social media profiles, these rules would apply to them in many cases retroactively. So it's not just that these companies have all of this data on you and it's the new stuff. It applies to the old stuff as well.
Well, that's a big difference right there. In Prop 24, it's called the California Privacy Rights Act. And Mr. Yang, back to the election and the campaign, as much as you can call it a campaign these days. What's the toughest battle that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris face?
You know, we're touching on it right now, Pat, which is that Americans are getting their news from very, very different sources. And I just saw some numbers around Facebook clicks and likes on various conservative news sources that look very, very different than the news sources that most of us think of, like CNN or the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, very difficult to make arguments to people when they're seeing alternative sets of facts. And unfortunately, that's what's happening for many Americans in these what's called filter bubbles or information silos on Facebook and other social media. I think that's actually the biggest issue.
It's a big one. There's no question about it, along with many, many others that all the candidates are dealing with at the moment. Mr. Yang, the experience of running for president, would you ever do it again?
Well, you know, I joked, Pat, that my goals were to end poverty and stay married. And I'm still married. haven't ended poverty yet. But I'm still animated and motivated to solve the problems of this era. And unfortunately, the problems are just getting bigger. As long as the problems are still here, I'll still be here.
Based on that laugh to answer that question, I'm going to say no, you probably won't run again.
What? That was the opposite. That was a laugh of enthusiasm and a gratitude, really. Because if you reflect on my campaign this past cycle, Pat, I went from a relatively anonymous figure to now having this conversation with you.
Yeah.
So I dare say if I ran again, I'd have a much easier start.
An easier start. So, I can see from an impact standpoint, you're absolutely right. But would you want to go through that very tenuous process again?
I genuinely think that the next time would be more fun, more positive, and easier than this time. And I got a lot of joy out of it this time. Again, the love and hope that you experience on the trail, there's really nothing else like it.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people picked up on, where you're concerned. Andrew Yang, entrepreneur, now firmly behind Proposition 24, the California Privacy Rights Act. It'll be on all of our ballots on November the 3rd, or whenever it is that we vote prior to that time this time around. Mr. Yang, a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck.
You too, Pat. Thank you.
That's Andrew Yang. And yeah, he definitely made a mark and apparently had something of a good time of it. The process of running for president in a very, very crowded field in 2020.